We opened the show today talking about family separation, and it's on so many people's minds. We're going to try to answer some of your questions about this practice. Joining me again is our Global Nation editor, Monica Campbell. So, Monica, one question we received from several listeners is, what is the plan for tracking and reuniting these children with their parents?
Well, it's very difficult when the parents and children are put on separate tracks. Parents are criminally prosecuted, they're put into marshal's custody, and then they're placed in an ICE facility, a detention center, while the child is put in a separate shelter and then perhaps put into a longer-term shelter or placed with a relative in the United States. So what you have are parents and children put on separate tracks. So bringing parents and children split up back together gets really complicated when a parent is in a detention center for adults only.
Yeah, well, this executive order is aimed at not separating families. Part of it is going to have to find a solution to addressing what we've been talking about there. Another listener, Michael Kaiser in Maryland, was puzzled by the use of the term federal misdemeanor, referring to people being inside the U.S. without papers. What are the crimes, Monica, fall into this category of federal misdemeanor?
Okay, so a Class B misdemeanor, this is not even like the strongest misdemeanor, it's a Class B misdemeanor. It's a first-time DUI, it's a low-level drug possession, and it generally, if you're shoplifting and you've shoplifted something under about $500, you're going to get charged with a Class B misdemeanor.
All right, one more question from another listener, this one from Rob Meyer in St. Paul, Minnesota. He asks, if these people are just trying to get away from a bad situation, why do they not stop as soon as they get out of the country? Why do they not land in Belize or Costa Rica or Mexico? Those countries have similar climates and language and cultures. Monica?
I think it speaks to the ties that the United States has with the rest of the world, particularly parts of Latin America. You cannot travel in Central America or Mexico and not find somebody who has not just one, but several family members in the United States. So if you're fleeing your country and you've got an aunt, say, in Florida or an uncle or a brother in California saying, hey, I got a room here. And you know what? You can get a job and start working here in a couple of weeks. You're going to go there. And you might also be thinking longer term about your children. Your children can go to school in the United States. There are things that can benefit long term a family in the United States that can make a lot of sense instead of going to a place like Mexico or somewhere else where they may have no family ties.
Monica, I'm sure we'll keep getting more questions and we'll be turning to you again for help answering them. The World's Global Nation editor, Monica Campbell, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Marco.
To send us your questions, email us at the world, that's one word, the world at PRI.org.